91X News.
It's minus 6 with a light drizzle at 4 o'clock from the Kinet Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Daria Beguzheva. A freezing rain warning issued by the Environment Canada is still in effect. Snow is expected to change to rain this evening. The freezing rain might create few millimeters on some surfaces before ending later this evening. Central Hastings OPP is looking for a 58-year-old Lyle Barker from Roslyn. The last time he communicated was on December 14th at around 10:30 a.m. Barker is described as standing 5'11 and weighing 200 pounds. He is Caucasian and has short brown hair and blue eyes. He was possibly wearing a dark navy coat with colored sleeves. The U.S. President Donald Trump has provided more details on a new national security strategy plan. Its main focus is putting America first, which was his campaign platform last year. The four main themes of the plan is to protect the homeland, promote American prosperity, demonstrate peace through strength, and advance U.S. influence in a competitive world. Trump criticized Pakistan and North Korea and how previous administrations approached other world powers. The plan also says that Russia and China are rival powers and they challenge American power, influence, and interests. At least 1,460 people died from opioid-related overdoses in the first half of this year. The Public Health Agency of Canada says the number is expected to rise when more additional data becomes available from the provinces and territories. This year's number is expected to surpass last year's number, which was 2,861. All the regions of Canada were affected by the crisis, but the western provinces and territories continue to report higher rates compared to other regions. A new U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will make his first visit to Canada tomorrow. Tillerson will meet Chrystia Freeland and ministers from the government's Cabinet Committee on the Canada-U.S. relations. The North Korea nuclear crisis will be one of the topics discussed at the meeting. Other topics will include border efficiency and security, the NAFTA negotiations, and other international issues like the Ukraine-Russia situation or the political crisis in Venezuela. BC hunters will no longer be able to bear hunt. The ban for both resident and non-resident hunters will take effect immediately. The BC government says that killing grizzlies is no longer socially acceptable. Environment Minister George Heyman says First Nations will still be allowed to hunt grizzlies for food, social ceremonial reasons, or for treaty rights. Heyman says that some studies suggest bear sightseeing could have a much greater economic impact than hunting. A former Halifax firefighter, Leanne Tessier, who fought against a systematic gender discrimination, has received a public apology from the chief of the Halifax Fire Service and the Nova Scotian Human Rights Commission. She has been pointing out an abusive and a disrespectful behavior from her male co-workers for 12 years. When making the apology to her and to other female firefighters, Halifax Fire Chief Ken Stubing admitted that a systematic gender discrimination has occurred in a historically male-dominated service. A Calgary police program has received the funding from the federal government. A two-year program will identify and provide counseling to young people who are at risk of being recruited by terrorist groups and criminal gangs. Sports Minister Ken Hare made the announcement that the Redirect program would receive $1.3 million over the next 5 years.
It helps identify youth vulnerable to radicalization and assists them with individualized support plans along with awareness and education campaigns in the community. It recognizes that not all vulnerable youth are walking the same path and they can't each be painted with the same brush.
A former Connecticut University student, an 18-year-old Brianna Brochu, was accused of smearing body fluids on her black roommate's belongings. She has pleaded not guilty to charges of criminal mischief and breach of peace. Representative of the state NAACP and other civil rights advocates protested again in front of the courthouse, asking the state to add a hate crimes charge. However, the prosecutor said that they are still investigating and haven't laid any charges. The case has been continued until January 29th. Chicago police are looking for two suspects in killing a 15-year-old 15-year-old Brian Jesso, who was shot in the head while delivering newspapers with his stepfather. The police believed the boy was taken for someone else and was shot as part of a gang war he had nothing to do with. The U.S. Senator John McCain has returned home to Arizona. McCain was treated for a viral infection last week while still receiving a brain cancer treatment. Reporter Sagar Migani has more.
McCain tweets he's looking forward to returning to Washington after the holidays. He's back home in Arizona, meaning he will miss this week's tax bill vote. The Senate's expected to narrowly pass it even without him.
That's QNight News on 91X to 405. Sports is next.
With the holidays upon us, it'll soon be time to face that pile of waste generated.
For the most part, it's recyclable. Make sure the bows and ribbons and that shiny wrapping paper go in the garbage, though. Cardboard boxes need to be flattened and bundled into a size the recycling driver can manage. Old electronics need to be taken to the hazardous waste depot. And take those beer, wine, and liquor bottles to the beer store and get a refund. Let's start 2018 off on the right recycling foot. It's easy. Go to quinnyrecycling.org for more tips.
QNet Sports, I'm Daria Begujiva. Good afternoon. Burlington Cougars are playing against Mississauga Chargers right now. As of the end of the second period, Cougars were losing 5-2. Defenseman TJ Melancon has joined Belleville Senators. A 21-year-old Ottawa native is in his first professional season. In his 26 games with the Norfolk Admirals, he has recorded 13 points. Melancon attended the Ottawa Senators development camp early this year. The owner of the Carolina Panthers is selling the NFL team. Rita Foley has the details.
81-year-old Jerry Richardson is the only owner the Carolina Panthers have ever had. Now, though, facing an investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct and using racist language at work, he says he'll sell the NFL team after the season. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton says Richardson has been like a father figure to him. In his words, "I hope things don't alter my thinking of Mr. Richardson." Panthers coach Ron Rivera says Richardson was there for him when his brother died and when his house burned. He said it's important to let the process play out now. I'm Rita Foley.
Montreal Canadiens defenseman Shea Weber is going back to Montreal due to his foot injury. He missed 7 games in November. Montreal coach Claude Julien says injury has been bugging Weber most of the season. The president of the sports network, ESPN, John Skipper, is resigning after being the head of the company since 2012. He says he is doing it to take care of a substance abuse problem. In his statement, Skipper says that he has struggled for many years with a substance addiction and that the most important thing he can do right now is to take care of it. The former president, George Budenheimer, will take over as acting head of the company for the next 90 days. The Edmonton Oilers defenseman Adam Larson will be playing tonight when the Oilers play against San Jose Sharks. Larson has missed eight games due to his upper body injury. Montreal Mayor Valerie Plante announced to cancel Formula E race due to overruns and sponsorship woes. She announced the decision at City Hall this afternoon and said that the event next year would cost a lot of money.
Keeping the event in Montreal in 2018 would cost taxpayers between $30 and $35 million. This is where we draw the line. The Formula E will not be back in Montreal in these conditions.
Send us your team or league scores at email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Tonight will be cloudy. There is a 40% chance of flurries, changing to 40% chance of rain showers near midnight. Tomorrow will be windy and cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a high of plus 4. At 4 or 9, it's minus 6. QNet News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Daria Begujiva, News on 91X, next at 5.